I am telling you, you know what's going to establish assemblies and make them strong? It's you, sisters, supporting them behind the scene. And I'm not talking about husband and wife. I'm talking about young people. You know what? Instead of you guys, hey, you want to go watch? What's the latest movie? Let's be honest. What is the latest movie right now? What? Oh, brother, I'm hearing. What is the latest one? What is the latest? Transformers. Wow. Can I ask another question? I better not ask. But I'm going to say this. You know, it's very sad when we know what's the latest in the market. And when we know all the players in a team. I love sports, you know. I'm the Michael Jordan of the basketball. But listen to me. Listen to me. The Lord had to deal with me. I used to love a team by the name of Dallas Cowboys. And I'm telling you, I used to know the name of every player. And one time I tried to rehearse the names of the disciples of the Lord Jesus. And I kept forgetting one or two. And you know what? It took prayer. The Lord to deliver me from spending Sunday afternoon just watching these games. And instead of you young people calling each other, hey, you want to go see Transformers? Well, maybe you can get together and say, how can I be transformed in divine things? Sisters, brothers, I'm telling you, instead of you calling each other, can we go and watch a movie and can we go and do this and can we go and entertain ourselves? I wonder if you will be challenged that when you go back to your own local meetings, you can call one another and say, can we have a little Bible study? Can we go to the meeting? Can we do something that will benefit our souls spiritually? I'm not taking away things you want to enjoy in life. But all what I'm saying is put Christ first. Discipleship is costly. Loving. And the last thing is John chapter 15. Discipleship, let's see. Discipleship is denying self. Discipleship is reproach. Discipleship is following. Discipleship is abiding in God's word. Discipleship is loving one another. And discipleship is bringing fruit for God. If you are fruitful, you are my disciples. And you know what God is looking? Not for you to be fruitful financially. If God wants to bless you financially, He knows what He's doing. But God is looking for young individuals that will be fruitful for His glory and for His honor. When was it the last time you sat with a friend in school or in the homeschooling system? I don't know if people are saved or unsaved. Maybe you know if you are hanging around someone or if you know somebody who's unsaved. But when was it the last time? When was it? You sat with someone and you presented Christ to them. When was it the last time, if you are a young brother and you are in practical fellowship, looked into God's word and encouraged the young people and you presented fruit for His glory and honor? When was it the last time? And I will close with this. You know, we discussed these six things. But you know what it says in Matthew chapter 10? Matthew chapter 10, remember this reference. And I want you guys, I'm not going to give you every reference, but I want to give you this one. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 25. You know the greatest thing that if you desire to be a true discipleship, you know what the Lord Jesus said? It is sufficient. Let me put it this way. It is enough. It is sufficient for the disciple to be like who? To be like his master. Let me say it one more time. It is sufficient. It is enough. It is great. It is wonderful for the disciple to be like his master. And I can assure you, young brothers, young sisters, that if I took these verses that speak about discipleship and I lived according to these principles of discipleship that God has given us in His Word, all the references that we presented, I can assure you that the life of the Lord Jesus will be reproduced in your life. You will be like the Blessed Savior. Amen? 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 Amen. 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 Let's close in word prayer.